The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. We're looking back today to the pages of a now-gone Manx newspaper, The Mona's Herald. The issue of June the 25th, 1854, carried the compelling headline, Bull in a China Shop or a Lady's Picnic. Now, The Herald, which was published from 1833 to 1975, seems to have had a penchant for stories that nowadays we might call offbeat. To bring some light relief from the long grey columns of print dealing with weighty matters like meetings of Tynwald or the doings of the Diocese of Soda and Man. And so we go on to read. A singular incident occurred to a select party of ladies who last week went into the country to enjoy a social picnic. These fair ones, having selected a field not far from this town, meaning Douglas, which they thought would just suit their purpose, proceeded to make the necessary arrangements, and having found a rising knoll, the cloth was speedily laid. Over this cloth, placed in due order, were cold ham, tongue, pies, tarts, bread, biscuits, cheese and butter, with a quantum sufficiency of ale, port, wine, and other accompaniments. Well, time for a pause here, I think. This sounds like quite a spread. These ladies knew how to mount a picnic feast. And they were not too select to go without a drink or two as well. The story continues. It appears, though, that in this field some cows were quietly grazing, and they had with them what the ladies should not have overlooked, a protector, a bull. And just as the ladies were going to partake of the good things they had provided, Master Bull walked forward in great majesty and introduced himself into the society with some loud boobs. Now, what the writer meant by boobs, I can't imagine. All I can assume is that the word had a quite different significance in the mid-19th century than it does today. Let us go on with the story. As the bull introduced himself to the daughters of Eve, that's what he called them, screamed, scampered off, and climbed up some trees which were fortunately close by. The bull, having a fair field, upset with his horns the tablecloth with its contents, scattering them in admirable confusion in various directions. And to make the business more agreeable, he remained some hours in the same spot, apparently enjoying the sport he had occasioned. When it suited Master Bull's convenience, he at length took his departure. And the ladies, coming down off the trees, effected a speedy retreat to town. Well, the image of the ladies in their bonnets and their big hooped skirts and their long frilly undergarments, perched up in the branches, lingers indelibly in my mind. But the man who wrote the story is not quite finished. He winds up with a statement that a 20th century hack would be highly unwise to make. He says, the ladies were determined never to patronise another picnic without having the protection of some of the lords of creation, nor are we inclined to blame them for this judicious resolve. Now then, what's that? Lords of creation. Oh yes, of course. It's men he's talking about. I just wonder what those lovely 19th century young ladies had to say when they read that. Fortunately, on behalf of all the men of my generation, I can say that we are never likely to find out.